Welcome to Panther Potpourri, the podcast where we're supposed to talk Panthers hockey, but sometimes we don't. Presented by Florida Hockey Now. Here are your hosts, Jacob Langsam, Alex Lopez, and TJ Peterson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first 2024 episode of Postseason Potpourri. I am your host, Jacob Langsam. Here with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Alex Lopez and TJ Peterson. And the Florida Panthers have won a playoff game one for the first time since 1997, when they defeated the Rangers 3-0. 3-2 win
game
over
one
Tampa.
At home.
Game one at home. My apologies. It's a 3-2 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning to start off the series. And what a phenomenal hockey game. Just like top to bottom, the Panthers looked great. They held the Lightning without a shot on goal for the first 15 minutes of the game, roughly. I mean, it was just, they controlled that game from start to finish. There was a brief period of hesitation for me towards the very end. When the Lightning went 6-on-4, I was thinking, all right, well, if any team other than the Panthers is able to pull this off, it probably would be Tampa. But they didn't. They got one, but were unable to tie it up, send it to overtime. Chance a win there. The Panthers taking game one in absolutely statement fashion.
Yeah, that's the game you wanted to see as a Florida Panthers fan, or if you are Paul Maurice. You wanted to see the Florida Panthers come out and establish themselves as the better hockey team in this series, and that's exactly what happened. The score may have ended up 3-2, but anyone who was watching that game, or if you're looking at the analytics for that game, there is zero doubt who is the better better overall team between these two teams, and it's the Florida Panthers. I mean, maybe a handful of scoring chances the entire night the entire afternoon for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and they scored on two of them. This was a very dominant 3-2 performance, and it honestly should have finished 3-1 if it wasn't for Wes McCauley wanting to make sure that the power plays were a +-1 rather than a +-2.
And I want to make sure we're giving Sergei Bobrovsky his flowers also. A truly fantastic performance from Bobrovsky. Alex, like you said, the 3-2 score does not really tell the story of this game. It was not as close as that score may suggest. Vasilevsky, honestly, despite allowing two plus the empty netter, looked pretty strong, and the Panthers needed a little bit of magic to overcome him. But Sergei Bobrovsky really looked great. The Panthers' heavy hitters all come into play. You got goals out of Reinhardt, Verhaeghe, and Tkachuk. You have a multi-assist game for Sasha Barkov. You've got strong defensive performances from Ekblad, Montour, Forsling, I mean, down the line. And then, of course, Sergei Bobrovsky with a tremendous performance in net, making a couple of fantastic saves, not the least of which is that Iseman breakaway at the end of the first period to keep it level after the first 20. I mean, do you guys think there were any, like, what can you look at in this game for the Panthers to work on for game two?
Nothing. It's 10 out of 10, no notes. It's do exactly what you did game one again in game two. I mean, if you want to really nitpick, the second period was a whole lot of non-event hockey. Don't have a second period where you're lackadaisical, but at the same time, you also gave up nothing in the second period. I mean, outside of the last power play where the Lightning got a few chances at 6-on-4, I think they had like five shots between the end of the first period and that power play when the game was essentially out of reach, as long as you don't give up a goal when the first 10 seconds of the power play. Like, you cannot play better team hockey at 5-on-5 than the Panthers did. I mean, there was the Essamont power breakaway, which came off of a deflection and a turnover, and then the goal, which came off of a clean faceoff win and a rebound. You can't play better 5-on-5 team hockey than the Panthers did. The Lightning had nothing all game.
It was a pretty slow start to that second period. Second period overall, they're worse for sure. End of the first period is where, if you wanted to make the case that the Lightning had a real chance of coming back and winning the game, when it was 1-1, it definitely seemed like they were the ones attacking. You talk about the Iseman breakaway that came after a few you know, moments of offensive pressure. I don't know if they necessarily had scoring chances. I really don't have much to say to dispute the, like, the structure's on point. Everything they're doing's on point to really prevent it from becoming way too open and allowing guys like Braden Point, Nikita Kucherov open season on Bobrovsky. But, I mean, if you're playing that perfect structurally and you're winning one-goal games because you scored an empty netter, that could be a little bit problematic. You got to have a little bit of better way to generate offense. But, I mean, this is the Lightning. They are going to shut that down, too. They're going to do that, too. So plenty of things to say about that in particular on the positive side and a couple to say on the negative. But it's 1-0 in the series against the Lightning. That's never happened in Panthers history. They've never had a lead.
If you go back to the last two series, the Lightning are an 8-2 against the Panthers in the playoffs up until this afternoon. Now it's 8-3. Like, you know, we talked in our preview how, like, there's a bit of a mental edge, not a big one, but a little bit of a mental edge the Lightning have in terms of, hey, we're big brother. We're the team with two cups. We're the team with, you know, what is it, two cups or is it three cups now that I think about it?
Two.
It's, well, no,
I mean, the franchise has three.
They have three, yeah.
But nobody that was in the building that night that was working for the Tampa Bay Lightning has three.
Yeah, okay. So three cups, COVID or whatever, two. But one franchise has three cups. The other has zero. The other has – one franchise has 20-plus years of sustained success. The Panthers are on 5 years. Like, all of the mental edge favors the Lightning. You know, we talked about it in the preview going to Boston Leafs series, how Boston has such a mental edge over the Leafs. And you saw it last night with the Leafs, with Boston having a 5-1 win, even though the Leafs were kind of controlling chances and controlling play. And that's where the mental game kind of matters. It didn't matter today. Like, the Panthers were by far the better team. Now, it's only one game, and game two on Tuesday night is going to be a completely different story. And you got to show up with that same energy again. But at game one, there were no demons. This was the Panthers saying, hey, we are the better team top to bottom. Come at me, bro. And the Lightning really didn't have much to say today. Like, they got the one goal, and then they really didn't have any other chances until they were gifted a power play late when the game was out of reach.
Yeah, if you want to tell a story, like, this is not 2021. Game one, 2021, it started pretty similar. Panthers scored the first goal. And you were thinking to yourself, man, the Lightning have done absolutely nothing offensively. They ended up getting a goal in the second period, I think, of this game. They got one in the first period. What I'm saying is in 21, Lightning tied the game in the second period. In this game, they tied it in the first period. And what really happened in the third period was the Lightning just came out and completely flipped the narrative. They didn't have any scoring chances prior to that, and it was all them. And they wound up winning that game like 4-5-1 or something like that. And the flip really switched in the third period. It, like, I don't know how much I agree that this was like dominance by the Panthers for the full 60. I really felt like it should have been tied after two. But, like, there was no mistaking who the better team was in the third period. It was one-way traffic. Really, you didn't ever feel like the Lightning were having any pressure until they pulled the goalie. And that's the difference between this year and 21.
Yeah, I mean, nothing happened in the second period. But, like, the first period, the Lightning literally had the one face-off win where they got the rebound goal and the SOM breakaway. Other than that, they generated nothing. They generated nothing in the second period, and they generated nothing in the third until they got the power play. And that's why I call it a dominant win. I mean, no hockey really happened in the second period. I mean, I think combined there was like a 0.5 XG between both teams in the second period. But, like, as a Panthers fan, you're kind of fine with that. Like, when you're, again, playing a team that quote-unquote has been your big brother, and it's like second period, they ended the first period hot getting the goal. And the second period, and they come out and you kind of just skate back and forth for 20 minutes. I'm fine with that. And then you got the power play to start the third period. Barkov literally does everything on that goal. He literally shot it off of Verhaeghe into the net. And, you know, it's 2-1. And then the Panthers again carried play right up until that late power play, where, you know, Tampa made it a respectable 3-2, and the only people unhappy are me, who had Panthers -1.5.
No entertainment from this game at all. No entertainment.
Yeah, no entertainment purposes only.
I also just want to give a quick shout out to the Panthers power play for scoring, because that didn't happen a ton towards the end of the season.
No.
So that was neat.
Shout out to the 5-on-4 penalty kill. I know that they scored 6-on-4 power play, yeah. But I mean, I know that this is going to sound like a homer comment, but it's like, throw that out. It's a 6-on-4. It happened with literally 10 seconds to go. Throw it out. It doesn't matter.
The entire goal of this of that last power play for the Lightning was, if you give up a goal, give it up late enough that there's not enough time to go for a second and tie the game, and that's exactly what the Panthers did.
Yeah.
Yes, the Lightning got a goal to make it 3-2, but they scored with 8.2 seconds left. Like, it would have taken a literal miracle to get that last goal they needed. And that was the only goal, and the Panthers succeeded. Like, who cares they scored a second goal? Who cares that Bob went from having, you know, a 930 save percentage to a save percentage under 900? Like, everyone did their job. Mission accomplished. You're up 1-0 in the series.
Honestly, I'm not really sure what else there is to say other than, what I guess I remember what I wanted to say in response. Carter Verhaeghe, is there a better player in Florida Panthers history than playoff third period Carter Verhaeghe?
No. In Florida Panthers history, absolutely not. This guy, like, he is going to go down on so many franchises, you know, lightning
killer.
He's
already the Panthers'
capital
all-time
killer.
Leader in playoff goals, for the record.
I mean, that's not hard considering the Panthers have gone to the playoffs 4 straight years with Carter Verhaeghe on the roster. And
right, but that's kind of my point. Know, like, it's you know, the top four players, in among like Panthers playoff goal scorers all time are all current Panthers. Verhaeghe,
but again, they went to the playoffs.
And then 3 and 4 are Tkachuk and Barkov. I don't remember which order, but like, what a fun time. But there is just, he's a no doubter. Playoff Carter Verhaeghe is phenomenal. Third period Carter Verhaeghe is phenomenal. And you just smash those together. And third period Carter, like, I know I've made this joke for the last few years. But literally, the three most important goals in franchise history have all been scored by Carter Verhaeghe, and they've all been playoff third period goals.
I mean, again, the playoff history for the Panthers is very small outside of the 96-97 run, but, like, Verhaeghe and Tkachuk are the two most clutch Panthers in playoff history, like, of all time, and it's not even close because, you know, Tkachuk just has to drop the Carolina conference final in everyone's lap to, you know, show his dominance. And then Carter Verhaeghe, you know, ending the Boston series, ending the Washington series 2 years ago, getting the game, you know,
what
essentially is
the
game winning goal
series.
Tonight. Yeah. Like, the Panthers have two absolute.
Actually, no, he didn't. Never mind. Continue.
It's not the game winning goal, but it was the game winning goal.
Yeah,
like,
it would have been the game winning goal.
Right. Like, there's a reason he was the first star, because he had the game-winning goal, even though it doesn't go down in history as the game-winning goal because Tkachuk and, you know, the meaningless power play goal.
Yeah, just a great showing from him. Did the Lightning bring more or less than we expected?
Exactly what I expected.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd say this is about what I expected.
I think it's a little bit more than I expected.
I disagree. I mean, maybe in the sense that it stayed even at 5-on-5, but I mean, I expected Vasilevskiy to play well. I mean, the Panthers could have easily been up 2, maybe 3-0 with a, you know, a league average goalie in net, but like the multiple that Vasilevskiy made without a stick on Tkachuk at right in front of the net, like, those were very, very good saves. Those were elite saves that, you know, he needed every inch of his 6'4" frame and every inch of his talent to make and keep the game at 1-0. Like, I expected the Panthers to be the dominant team at 5-on-5, but the games to stay close because Vasilevskiy is one of the best playoff performers in NHL history. He's just that good when it comes to the playoffs. So it's kind of, I think we got exactly what we expected out of the Lightning. If you expected this series to be easy, you're delusional, just because Nikita Kucherov exists, Steven Stamkos exists, Braden Point exists, Andre Vasilevsky exists. But this is a series where I don't think it's that debatable that the Panthers have the better roster. It's just whether they can, you know, whether the storm of Vasilevsky making big saves when no one expects him to, whether the storm of, you know, the Lightning capitalizing on the few chances they get, and that's what they did tonight. Now, can you do it three more times? I think the Panthers can, but each of these games is going to come down to the wire regardless of whether or not the Panthers are playing like the better team on the ice most of the night.
Yeah, what you're saying about the 5-on-5 is where I'm coming from. Like, my argument on when I was talking about the devil's advocate in the preview, like, if we're having this episode after Tampa loses a game, I'd expect to be talking, or Tampa wins a game, I'd expect to be talking about the power play. And, like, yeah, that wasn't really what happened. Like, the Panthers won the 5-on-4 versus 4-on-5 battle.
Yes,
they were
did.
Better at 5-on-4 than the Lightning were when they were at 5-on-4. And that's not how you expected this to go. But, like, the Lightning kept it even 5-on-5. I didn't expect what happened the last time these two teams played the regular season, where it was, like, 14 to 50 shots. But, you know, I expected it to be something like 35 to 21. I think it might have ended up being close to that just because of how much the ice tilted in the third period. But it wasn't really what I was seeing in the first 40 minutes. And I was like, oh, you know, the Lightning are up for this. But they've got to lean on their top guys way more than the Panthers. So in my opinion, this is going to be an easier series as it goes. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. We're talking about a team that won back-to-back cups. They've won. They've lost a one playoff series in the Eastern Conference in the last 3 years. So it's not going to be easy, but they've got the decided advantage right now.
Yeah, total shots for the game were 28-19 in favor of the Panthers. Yeah.
Which makes this the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth lowest shots on goal total in all situations of the season in a game for Tampa.
It felt like they were looking for tips in front the entire game as their, like, offensive strategy.
I mean, they couldn't generate anything. Their one chance at 5-on-5 came off a clean faceoff win and a rebound. You're not going to win it. You're not going to win many games, let alone a playoff series, when you can only generate offense on a faceoff play.
I just saw a tweet from Shayna at Hey Shay with three Y's in both of those, both the Hey and the Shay. Barkov was such a standout in game one. The Panthers with a 19-9 shot attempt edge in his minutes, 13-2 in scoring chances, and 1-0 in goals.
Yeah. And that's 5-on-5.
So Barkov with no goals of him of his own, but a tremendous performance, a dominant performance from Barkov, having gone up against both the Point and Cirelli lines at different points of that game. I don't have anything negative to say about this, about anyone on the team today. No one looked out of place. Yeah. No one, like, everyone looked like they did exactly their job, if not a little more. I mean, how can you not be happy?
Yeah, the fourth line with Stenlund, Lomberg, and Cousins, they didn't take any stupid penalties. They kept the play in the Lightning zone. I don't think they really generated anything, but they didn't give up anything. Lundell line had a very solid game overall. They drew the penalty that led to the Verhaeghe goal. Barkov line, as we just heard the numbers, like, was dominant. And the only negative thing you can say about the Bennett line is that Sam Bennett lost a faceoff in the defensive zone.
There was a moment that the Bennett line got hemmed in by the Point line, but that's going to happen every now and then. You're not going to – not many players can dominate Braden Point for an entire game.
No matter how good your hockey team is, you are going to have a shift or two every game or even every period where you can't get the puck out of the zone and the opposing team is going to generate offense and generate chances. Obviously, your goal when that happens is, one, not give up a goal, and two, don't give up a power play. And the Panthers did that when the Lightning were able to sustain pressure the few times they did.
With his win today, Paul Maurice also becomes the winningest coach in Panthers playoffs history at 14.
Sad, but I mean, it's also not that surprising. I mean, it was Doug McClain.
I love that we're in a position where the Panthers are setting franchise playoff records. Like, that's the team we're watching right now. And it's so fun to finally be a fan of a Panthers team that is consistently good enough to be doing this.
It's funny because now I'm going over it, and they both did it in 2 years of playoffs. Doug McClain did it with the cup run where they ended up with 12 wins, and then the one win against the Rangers the year after where they got backdoor swept. And this year, you know, the Panthers did – or Paul Maurice did it with 13 wins in his first playoff round playoff attempt, and then a win today in round one the following season, and that's enough to become the franchise winningest coach in the playoffs. Like, that's how bad the history has been in the last 30 years, is that it took one playoff series, one playoff year plus one game to become the all-time winningest coach.
And the last note that I have as a reaction to this win is we kept saying in March and the beginning of April how, yes, the team's playing so poorly in the last month or so of the season, but it's not going to matter at all if they win game one of their first-round matchup. Guess what? It doesn't fucking matter.
Mission accomplished.
All those losses in March do not matter anymore. They won game one, and they did it in very, very impressive fashion.
Yep.
And they won the division, so it's not like they cost themselves seeding at all.
Well, the only thing they cost was their first-round matchup is against the Lightning instead of the Capitals, which obviously is a big step up in terms of caliber of opponent. Right. It cost them the President's Trophy and who they played in round one, but, like, it's not the end of the world. Like, we just saw, yes, it's only one game, but we saw the evidence of what we've been talking about, that the Panthers are a better roster than the Tampa Bay Lightning. And that's not saying the Tampa Bay Lightning can't come out and win game two and maybe even win the series. But man to a man, the Panthers are a better team.
Yep. So that's all I've got for this one. I'm in such a good mood. And we've got an infield to attend.
It's literally right outside my car door. I think that's a successful first car cast for the 23-24 Stanley Cup playoffs. We will see you guys Tuesday night.
Good night, everybody. Go Panthers.